Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Take a drive through the countryside in many states, and chances are you'll catch the familiar sight of cattle roaming pastures and rangeland. As you move west, the rangeland gets more expansive, and you'll see fewer private property signs. In western states, the federal government owns every other acre of land, which has been placed in the public trust for all Americans to take part in enjoying, using, and conserving. Americans are taking to the road again this summer to enjoy our nation's wide-open spaces, forests, and parks. These lands are under the watchful care no matter the season. Many people are surprised when they find out that America's ranchers are often the first caretakers and first responders to ensure the safety and sustainability of our public lands. More than 40 years, a federal law has protected multiple use management of public lands, which permits a wide range of activities from recreation to ranching. Nationwide, more than 200 million acres of public lands are used for grazing, mainly in the West. Grazing on public lands is critical to conserving our nation's vast open lands. It helps reduce the risk of devastating wildfires, slows the spread of invasive weeds, helps build robust root systems, and spurs forage growth. In some areas, wildlife will follow cattle herds to eat the new forage that grows once the herd has moved on. This cycle helps increase the health of wildlife habitats. Ranchers often serve as volunteer caretakers, spotting wildfires, clearing debris, and reporting dangers to local law enforcement. A 2017 report from University of Wyoming Extension found that for each pound of beef raised on public lands, we get 44 cents in ecosystem-related returns. These returns are benefits like habitat maintenance, biodiversity, forage production, recreation, and tourism. Both public and private rangelands support over 23 million head of cattle, and our beef cattle ranches are responsible for 2.1 million jobs across the country. As some of the original conservationists, America's ranchers work hard to responsibly manage and conserve rangeland, both public and private. Recently, the Biden administration laid out principles to help the federal government reach its goal of conserving 30% of our nation's land by 2030. We must remember and remind lawmakers that conservation and productive use of land go hand in hand. The work ranchers do on public lands already plays an important role in conservation, and Farm Bureau was happy to see that the administration acknowledged the importance of working public lands in their report. Ranchers could be even more effective at conserving our nation's public lands if we further streamline the regulatory process for grazing permits. The National Environmental Policy Act was passed in the 1960s with the goal of helping protect and enhance our environment. Today, bureaucratic red tape and backlogs can result in ranchers waiting more than a decade for the environmental review process as they seek a grazing permit. Worse yet, these delays often occur on renewal applications. Responsible management of our rangeland benefits all stakeholders. We are each one of those stakeholders because our public lands are for everyone. Farmers and ranchers know firsthand the importance of conservation in keeping all our nation's land productive and thriving. For generations, ranchers have done their part to protect the land and ensure our children and our grandchildren can enjoy the wide open spaces we cherish across our great country. The May WASDA report sets the tone for the new marketing year crop expectations, according to AFBF economist Michael Nupu, who explained that the report offers the first look at supply and demand expectations. According to Nupu, this is the highlight of the spring USDA reports as it incorporates the farmer planning decisions from the March Perspectives Plantings report and adapts supply estimates to reflect weekly planning progress reports. The big story leading up to this report we've seen is the rising prices due to increased global demand for U.S. commodities. USDA projects corn production at 14.9 billion bushels, up 800 million bushels from the old crop. For soybeans, USDA is projecting new crop at 4.4 billion bushels, and it's projecting total supplies to decline about 130 million bushels from the current marketing year. The American Farm Bureau Federation was recently selected as one of four national nonprofits to share a message on television monitors at major airports across the country for a fraction of the private sector cost. Two 60-second Farm Bureau videos will be featured every hour on every monitor at 10 top airports. Initially, shortened versions of two videos featured on AFBF's website, hashtag Still Farming and America's Sustainability Story, will be featured. This effort is part of building a narrative that U.S. farmers and ranchers lead the world in sustainability, countering claims that agriculture is to blame for environmental issues. The videos also reinforce and build on the narrative that farmers and ranchers can be counted on 24/7 to provide the food, fiber, and fuel that our nation depends upon. On Monday, May 10th, member leaders of AFBF, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Farmers Union, RCAF USA, and the United States Cattlemen's Association met in Phoenix, Arizona. These groups convened at the request of Livestock Marketing Association to discuss challenges involved in the marketing of finished cattle with the ultimate goal of bringing about a more financially sustainable situation for cattle feeders and cow-calf producers. The group talked openly and candidly about the wide range of important issues facing the industry today, including, but not limited to, packer concentration, price transparency and discovery, packer oversight, Packers and Stockyards Act enforcement, level of captive supply, and packer capacity. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is proud to announce that 9 area students have been selected to receive an agriculture scholarship. The foundation was created to encourage, promote, and fund agriculture's futures. Students will receive scholarships to be used at the students' college in the field of agriculture. Recipients include Peyton Arnett of Hedick, who is attending the University of Illinois and majoring in animal science with plans to earn a master's degree in equine nutrition. Adam Emery of Carlinville. Adam is a Lincolnland Community College graduate and is attending Western Illinois University, pursuing a degree in agribusiness. Joseph Rosentrader of Chesterfield is attending the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and plans to pursue a degree in technical systems management. Fuller Anderson of Carlinville is attending Lincolnland Community College, pursuing a degree in agricultural business. Reagan Kuhlenkamp of Carlinville is attending the University of Illinois and pursuing a degree in agricultural and consumer economics, agribusiness markets, and management. Molly Reed of Shipman is a 2021 graduate of Southwestern High School and will be attending Western Illinois University, where she's pursuing a degree in ag communications. Anthony Joyner of Carlinville is a 2021 graduate of Carlinville High School and will be attending Lincolnland Community College, where he plans to study agribusiness with a minor in agronomy. Zachary Urey of Staunton is a 2021 graduate of Staunton High School and will be attending Greenville University, where he will be studying agricultural business. And Drew Staten of Carlinville is attending the Western Illinois University, where he is pursuing a degree in agricultural business. On behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau and the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation, congratulations to all our foundation winners and to the 2021 graduates. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.